Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The National Thracian Folklore Festival, Tread of the Holy Mother of God, is taking place on August the 9th and 10th. In the next few minutes, we bring you more about this year's edition of the festival. But before that, listen to a song by Kichka Savova, a famous singer from that part of the country.
Че ми майка ти не щела, чула сам любе разбрала, че ми майка ти не щела.
There is a beautiful natural rock formation known by the name of Tread of the Holy Mother of God, close to the town of Stara Zagora, where the town's mineral baths are located. According to legend, this is a sanctuary connected with different pagan religious rituals going back thousands of years. They say that here the Virgin Mary came down from the sky to rescue a group of Christians who were being tortured by the Romans. As a symbol of this miracle, a hollow appeared in the rock's surface, shaped like a human foot and filled with water at all times. After the conversion to Christianity, the grounds around the rock were considered sacred, and a small chapel was recently built called Nativity of the Virgin Mary. The folklore festival Tread of the Holy Mother of God takes place close to this natural phenomenon. Here now is Diana Atanasova, head of the Culture, Tourism and Religious Denominations Department at Stara Zagora Municipality, one of the event's organizers, with more.
Атмосферата е наистина уникална. Празника се превръща в една демонстрация първо на непреходната сила.
The atmosphere is truly unique, and the festival quickly developed into an important cultural event for the town, bringing together folklore ensembles from all parts of the country. We have more than 3,500 people coming here. Most of them returned the following year and say they're highly impressed by the location, the unique landscapes, as well as the organization. And that is something we are truly proud of. Alongside our desire to preserve and popularise folklore traditions and customs, we have also set ourselves the task of making the Stara Zagora Mineral Baths a cultural hub. We believe we shall succeed because this scenic place has a long and eventful history, combined with the wondrous effect of the mineral waters and the beauty of the Srnjena portion of Mount Srednja Gora, says Diana Atanasova. Associate Professor Krum Gyurgyev, an eminent Bulgarian folklore expert, holder of the prestigious IGF Oscar, the International Federation of National Folklore Federations, is one of the festival's organizers.
Историята на този събор започва с това, че Тракийското дружество Одринска епопея.
The idea to organize the festival belongs to the Edirne Epopee Thracian Association, and Stara Zagora municipality was glad to join in. Other organisers include the Culture Community Club at the Stara Zagora Mineral Baths, as well as the Regional Museum of History and the Regional Handicrafts Chamber in the town. The dance and song ensembles will perform on two stages. For the first time, we have two groups from abroad, from Russia and from Indonesia. Groups included in the Ministry of Culture National Programme, Living Human Treasures, will be performing here for the second time. We are planning to create a special Living Human Treasures stage in future. The Bulgarian ensembles come from the region of Plovdiv, Veliko Trnovo, Blagoevgrad, Pernik, and from all parts where settlers or their descendants live, Edirne and Aegean Thrace. On Saturday, August the 9th, we shall present the dances of the Nestinari, fire dancers, and I feel certain that the fiery ritual will attract a big audience. The concert devoted to the 160th birth anniversary of Captain Petko the Voivod is at 6:30 that same evening. It will feature folk singer Valya Balkanska, as well as actor Vasil Mikhailov, who starred in the role of Captain Petko the Voivod in a film about the legendary rebel fighter.
се дотея. На майка ти се дотея. Подене, вода носене, кървави ризи перане, юнашки глави скриване. Устихай до клук.
Петко, но капитанине, Петко, но командири, от сванка пусто хайдутство, на майка ти са бога.
As Associate Professor Gyurgyev said further, on the sidelines of the festival there will be a demonstration as well as lessons in folk dancing, a children's plein air, a Bulgarian handicrafts sales exhibition. And in one of the village courtyards, in an authentic traditional atmosphere, there will be a presentation of Bulgarian rituals and ceremonial loaves. From Radio Bulgaria, we presented the Tread of the Holy Mother of God 9th National Thracian Folklore Festival.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.